In 1940, Reinhold Larsen and his wife Grace commissioned Harold Zook to design a house for them. Larsen was a popular professor in the mechanical engineering department at the University of Illinois. We are not certain why the Larsens chose Zook, but they should have known what to expect when the architect presented his plans. Zook was known throughout the Chicago area for his Cotswold-style cottages, charming homes that evoked English village life, with timber framing, exposed beams, and intricate brick or stonework. Zook also used small details to enhance the look and feel of his homes: window boxes, diamond-shaped windows, and window shutters. The most distinctive feature, though, was a steeply pitched thatched roof. He developed a roofing technique that came to be known as the Zook roof, with shingles laid out in an undulating pattern across the surface to recreate the appearance of a thatched roof.
Notice some of the charming details in the Zook house. Protruding wooden rafters are seen below the eaves of the gable. A large prow or angled window protrudes from the main facade. Another feature of the house is the intricate brick detailing, as seen in the angled V-shaped brickwork on the main facade. Rusticated stone masonry can be found near the base of the house, appearing as if the house and its stone are growing right out of the ground. There are several casement windows with wood trim and wavy wooden sills. In 2005, Chicago Tribune architectural critic Blair Kamen wrote, "Zook's picturesque houses look like Hansel and Gretel's house, except their refined proportions, superb craftsmanship, and intimate multi-level interiors elevate them above the level of the Disney-esque stage set. In a world of bombastic, cookie-cutter McMansions, their modest scale and original details are more valuable than ever."
If Reinhold Larsen's home looked to a quiet rural past, his teaching career took a very modern turn after World War II. He began studying atomic power and in 1955 introduced a nuclear power engineering class to the curriculum. By 1959, the university began offering a graduate program in nuclear engineering. As for the architect, you might be familiar with Howard Zook's magnificent Art Deco Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, Illinois. It was made famous in the 1980s when Urbana's Roger Ebert used its marquee and ticket booth in the opening sequence of his legendary television show, At the Movies.